Good morning, Ruined It's back on Monday. It's the Rush Hour Boys joining you this week. Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Good morning, G. Good morning, Adelaide. The 15th of April. It's a Thursday. It's not a bad day today. Not a bad day whatsoever. And let's say hello to Bernie Vince and good morning to you, Gregory Blewett. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. We've just about done, aren't we, with breakfast? Two more days, Jars. You got to get us up. And...
Well, what do you mean, we? You've only been here for about 5 days.
That's great.
We're a team. Great we're a show.
Yeah. Okay, so. We are a team. We just lost a member of our team for half the week.
5 days. Went on a golf junket. 2 days. Left his poor wife and two kids. 2 days. At home.
Got no paid, contact with them.
Bucket loads of money to eat salmon and crayfish, didn't he, Bern?
Yeah, well, they were part of his demands, yeah.
And King Island ribeye.
You look sick. You don't look well. You look shagged.
I've just haven't shaved.
No, but you don't look sharp. You're not glowing. Your skin's not glowing. You look ragged.
I've got a bit burnt over there. I'm probably a little bit dry.
Well, what do you mean burnt? There was no sun over there. Did you get burnt?
Well, how would you know?
Oh, burnt. Oh, I know where he went.
Oh, solarium.
There you go.
Hey! The sun hasn't been out. Honestly, yeah, I think his skincare deal ran out.
Is this all you got?
No, I'm not. I'm just my observation. Right. Good morning, Bern.
Good morning, Blue. Yeah, I didn't notice the same thing, but anyway. Hey, Jars, thanks for the coffee too. Where'd you buy them?
Freddie down at Canetto's.
You bought them?
Best place in earth. What?
Bought them?
Yeah, I did. I purchased them. I paid for them. I got them. Yeah. No GG.
Show us a receipt.
I'll get it in the tick. A shout out. Can I just say a shout out to Alvin who listens to the top rating Rush Hour show?
Yes,
from Canada.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, global.
He's a massive Crows fan. And he wants us to say hello to his dad, Harry. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, hello, Harry.
G'day, H.
G'H. Ranchod. All right.
So, that's probably not how you say it if you're reading it.
How did Alvin get in contact with you, Jazz?
No, he just found me on my Instagram page.
Right.
But he's mate from Canada. We are
global.
Did
you buy him?
He must be streaming us on the Triple M listener app.
Why him as well, did you?
Why do I wake up and do this show?
You bought the rest of them.
Might as well stay in bed. What am I doing here?
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast. The top three things you need to know.
Hey, chappies, the owners of the Peppers Hotel on Weymouth Street is making another attempt at offloading the property, hoping to secure offers in excess of $75 million, chaps. This is their third attempt in the last 5 years.
Right.
Why don't you buy it, Charles?
Well, what?
Why don't you buy it? You've got plenty of money.
Is it still a COVID Medi hotel? I thought they shifted them all into the... into the city somewhere. Was it?
No, I think they are for the people that have COVID.
COVID.
Yep. But then there's other quarantine hotels.
Quarantine hotel it is, Jars. So $75 million
burn. Peppers Weymouth Hotel. It's had a lot of publicity, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, they've tried to offload it a few times, as you said, and still can't. So we'll follow that story. Hey, the big story today is the parliamentary inquiry or the police inquiry in the investigation into blackmail and bullying. A bombshell out of Parliament. We're going to speak to the Labor leader, Peter Malinauskas, at 7:50. So I'll leave that one.
Yep.
A 10,000 tickets sold to the AFL Women's Grand Final at Adelaide Oval. Within 15 minutes, boys.
Oh,
15
awesome.
Minutes and a further 7,000 since. So, obviously, a hot ticket in town. 75% capacity allowed in. I think it should be 100%.
Well, it's got to hurry up and change. You know, SA Health, hurry up and change it to full capacity.
Doesn't it?
The other stadiums are now full capacity.
Yeah.
But not the conservative Adelaide.
Yeah, we're going very careful,
slow,
aren't we? But
slow.
Adelaide's played three women's finals at the stadium, including the triumphant 19 grand final in front of 53,000 people. So let's fill that stadium.
Right you are.
Yeah, absolutely, Bern. Hey, a couple of our police officers have been charged with assault, fairly serious charges. The alleged thing happened on October 19 when police were in pursuit of a man suspected of driving a stolen vehicle. So that person then ran away. The police caught up with him and allegedly kicked and detained the man's torso. A number of times. A second male officer, 35 of Lightsfield, was then allegedly slammed his head onto the footpath. So those officers were charged with one count each of aggravated assault on March 22, and they will appear in court next Wednesday. So there you go. That's big news, of course, in the States. A lot of stuff going on there with police officers. So,
up next, we're going to talk some sport around the grounds. Adelaide United did well last night. 36 is on the nose.
They're on a good roll, aren't they?
They are on fire. Goodwin. What a difference he's made. You've made no difference, Jazz.
Port Adelaide's Tommy Rockcliffe will join us, chaps. All right, old Thomas.
Yes.
What else we got? Oh, we're having a latte with you, aren't we?
Well,
after 8 o'clock,
little,
we're going to go latte with you, Greg Blewett.
If we battle for some content, we might go to that.
I've got a little bragging story.
You got a bragging story.
I'm going to brag a bit. It's not to do with cricket. It's just to do with my personal life.
Did you go swimming with
just for something different.
Catherine made a request and I delivered.
Now, boys, let's just have a quick chat about the AFLW Grand Final. Crows v Brisbane, 1:30 Saturday, Adelaide Oval. Yep. Right, like Byrne said earlier, it's going to get sold out. All right, 38,000's capacity. This game should be played on a Monday night for me. Stand alone, let the girls get their airtime. Not hidden between Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday AFL fixture. And all the local footy's up and about now. So a lot of these young ladies will miss out to go and watch their heroes play on a Saturday. You don't agree?
Monday
night, AFLW Grand Final?
You got a valid point. I didn't really think about this until you mentioned it yesterday to me. But, yeah, I think especially the young girls that are coming through and aspiring to play at the level, I think they need to be out. No one has any sport on AFL Grand Final Day, do they?
No.
Because everything's finished.
Correct.
Purely so you can watch the AFL Men's Grand Final. Mm. I think they deserve, the young girls coming through, aspiring to play at the level, deserve to watch it. And Monday night seems like a not a bad idea, Jars. But in saying that, the AFL have moved the fixture around, it is a standalone game. Mm. So there's no AFL men's games that clash with it. So that's a big step because that's
I reckon.
Well, I think it's a big step. I think that to move that around and let them, everyone will be watching, so that's good. But, as you mentioned, I think the girls deserve to have everyone be able to go there.
Do you think the girls will eventually, push their season even further and further into the summer so they can get it done
into
before?
The summer?
Well, they'd have to. They'd have to.
They've got
to
find a place somewhere, don't they? Byrne, they've got to find a place on the calendar somewhere.
No, well, the girls are pushing to have an AFL
full season
with the men's.
With the,
right.
So that's their long-term view. Plan. But, at the moment, it's not there.
Tex has made it very clear he wants to play on for 2022. Beautifully said, Texan.
Why not? Right. He'd be the all Australian centre forward or full forward at the moment. So very silly not to sign him.
But at least he's come out and said it, Byrne.
Yeah, he told us last week.
Yes, he did.
So I think they need to actually start negotiations now because the longer it goes, the clubs are clubs are funny, aren't they? They're quick to flick you out the door and then
don't worry.
Yeah,
that's all we are.
And you've got to look after, at the end of the day, Tex has to start looking after himself too at some stage. Exactly. So he needs to know what he's doing next year as well. He needs to prepare himself if it's going to be his last year. So, I mean, he needs to get an answer as well as soon as possible.
Yes.
You think behind closed doors these discussions now would have started?
No, they haven't.
They haven't?
No.
Really?
They haven't.
Okay.
No.
Righto.
So there you go.
Boys, 36 has lost again last night. 9 wins, 14 losses so far. So they're up and down, aren't they? Mm.
They're a bit down.
Like the Redbacks on the nose.
Speaking of Redbacks, they got their presentation tonight, Greg.
Mm. Yes.
Are you going to that?
This afternoon, actually, between 4 and 6.
Are you going?
I'm going to that.
So you'll be no good tomorrow morning. You'll be normal.
Between 4 and 6.
4 and 6. Is that it? Just a 2-hour
4 and 6?
Is that it?
Are you joking?
No.
Well, 4 and 6?
We might stay on and...
What is it, a twilight bloody game?
This is a national team. That's disgraceful. It should be an all-nighter. Red, black tie.
Well,
should be the Adelaide Convention or the Adelaide
Wine
Centre.
He hasn't specified yet. It might be 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is it?
Yeah, that's right. No, we might talk a little bit about it tomorrow because it's to do with finances and the players basically got a full season, so other things had
we'll
to make way.
We'll cover that tomorrow.
And just on that, the Shield final starts today.
Yep.
Queensland taking on New South Wales. Right. Usman Khawaja's had a bit of a hissy fit because they're going to introduce it's for the second time, bonus points into the Shield final. Oh, so normally whoever finishes on top,
Just
and it's
bats
a draw.
For 4 days.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But It's wrong.
That's right. Yeah. And he's saying, well, you know, the top team should get an advantage. Well, yeah. They're playing at home.
Yeah.
What more of an advantage?
So how does that work, the bonus point, Blue?
Yeah, so every run over 200 in the first innings, before they face 100 overs, you get bonus points. And for every wicket taken before 100 overs, in the first innings, you get a bonus point as well. Oh, so
that gets real confusing.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Now, I'm confused already. But they get bonus when you start a bonus point. He's our superstar. He joins us every few weeks on the Global Rush Hour show, the top rating Rush Hour show. Good morning to you, Thomas.
G'day, Andrew. How are we?
Good morning. You going to say hello to your other mates or not?
Good morning, Bluey. Good morning, Bern.
Hey, Rock. Hey, Rock. Got any questions for him, Jars? Or
you're a bit flat to start the show.
Oh, yeah, we're flat, are we?
No, you are. You.
Oh, I'm flat,
you.
Am I?
Yeah. Normally you ask a question off the top.
I'll tell you why I'm flat, that this young man, this superstar of Port Adelaide, may not be playing in their A-grade side.
Yes,
that's why.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just getting some intel.
Oh. Well, why don't you ask him?
Rock.
That would have been a good question.
Now, mate, have you recovered from concussion and are you a chance to come into that Port Adelaide side, knowing that they've had some injuries last week against Richmond?
Dear me, what a start to the show. What a start to the segment. I'm back. I'll be fine to play this weekend. So selection today, our last training session, and then I assume they'll pick the team after that. Okay, so mate. Just depending on the way that goes. I haven't played a game all season, a full game, so might be a little bit hard to squeeze in, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, Rocky, how long did it take after that hit? I texted you the next day. You said you were pretty groggy. How long did it take for you to feel like yourself again?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't really with it, but I was still speaking more sense than you, Blue.
Cut him off.
It took probably 48 hours before I started to turn a corner, and then after that, I felt pretty good pretty quickly. So I think, everyone recovers and takes time differently to recover. I suppose concussion's a little bit like hamstring or something. You can do different grades of it, whether it be a grade one or a grade three. So I think mine was only sort of a mild type one. Just couldn't find my feet when I got hit, but I recovered pretty quickly after that.
Bluey, you're starting to sound like Jars big noting when you're texting people. You don't go down that path. Hey, Rocky, the squad mentality, Port Adelaide, if you ask them about their depth and the pressure for spots, they all talk about, you guys talk about this squad mentality. It will be tested now. The Maggies had a big win on the weekend, so plenty of guys in good form.
Yeah, it is. I think we're in a really good place still. Obviously, Todd Marshall was a laid out, so he'll play this weekend. I'm back available for selection. So we lose Butters and Dersma, which is disappointing. Get a couple back. So I think our numbers should be relatively similar. We'll probably have to take a couple of emergencies over to Melbourne, play Saturday night. So there's no doubt we'll get tested. The Magpies down at South Adelaide on Saturday afternoon, playing the same day around the same time. It makes it hard. You can't play a half and fly to Melbourne, obviously. So we'll just have to play it by ear a little bit for the squad mentality. Something that we're focused on all pre-season, and as we've touched on, we feel like we've got a number of players that can play senior footy when called upon.
You mentioned Dersma and Butters there. Both have had surgery now. You touch base, all successful?
Yeah, both successful. So I think Zach was in Monday night and Dave was Tuesday. So they've all come out of that. I think Zach was a little bit high when he came out from the
drugs
that they gave him. You know how they give you the pain relief, and he was a bit, he was talking.
Bit of Cheech and Chong.
talking absolute turkey when he came out. So that would have been entertaining for the nurses and the people in recovery. But they're on the mend now. So obviously different time frames, but hopefully that they're back in reasonable shape.
Hey, Rocky, great result last week against the Tigers. That was a great game, getting over the line by 2 points. But I reckon it was a great sign in terms of, you know, often when sides have very good seasons, they look back and think about the tight wins that they get away with. And so I reckon that was a great sign for you guys.
So what's the question?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a question,
do you want me to ask you a question, Rocky?
You
I
go,
can take
Ben.
Over if you want.
I wanted to ask Jars if he was related or did he know Jimmy Rowe or something.
Yeah, he's my godson. He's got a footy IQ. He's elite.
IQ. It's IQ, not high Q. Anyway,
I said IQ.
Yeah, high Q. You said.
Did I? G?
Yeah, you did.
Family.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, don't tell me what you said. Yes.
Yeah, Bern, you go.
Oh, okay, right. I'm ready to go.
So, what's your question, Rock, about James Rowe?
I just hadn't heard you mention that at all.
Yeah, you know why? Because he had a bit of a quiet one on the weekend, so he didn't. He only had the four touches, I think. Did kick a nice goal, though. Hey, Lockie Jones, have you seen a first gamer have such an impact, not just on the field, but off the field? This man's a cult hero. He's got the mullet. The fans love him. They were cheering him when he went near the ball. He's a no-fuss player. He reminds me of myself.
Oh, here we go.
he actually reminds me of the young Bernie Vince.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
The way he plays, he's pretty hard and tough, and you're renowned for that. But he's come in and been a cult figure straight away, hasn't he? The crowd love him. I think he's just true Port Adelaide country boy, pretty simple, like you, Burns.
So you don't need for that. You're going so well until then.
Starting to measure up, but he's see ball, get ball type of bloke, and he attacks it, and the fans love him, which is outstanding.
Brilliant. Hey, good luck. Hopefully you get picked for Port Adelaide to take on Carlton, but if not, good luck in the old prison bar jumper, young man.
Thank you, Jar. Stop texting coaches when they're trying to coach last night.
Can't be it.
And stop asking me for six tickets to Friday night.
Yeah. It's up to six.
It was for Arnie Cathy.
Arnie Cathy's about your third cousin or something.
Yeah. They met her once.
Good luck, mate. We'll chat next week on the Rush Hour when we're back in our drive spot.
Good morning, gentlemen.
See you later. Reserved our boy. Yeah.
Was
he nervous on breakfast?
No, your questions were just...
I didn't ask a question.
I just said something.
Yeah, Bluey did a Wayne Carey. He did a duck. He's just made a statement.
He got a hangover from Tassie, our boy, Bluey.
Yeah. He's looking at
him.
He's looking pale.
Big news on the front page of the paper today, Bern.
Yes, big news. And it involves a political party or the Labor Party relating to alleged threats to make false accusations about Labor leader Peter Malinauskas in order to politically wound him, Jars. So basically threaten him and hold him to blackmail if he didn't give giving someone a seat, they were going to put all these false accusations out. Now, this is a courageous move because...
Absolutely it is.
There's an election within the next 12 months and this will obviously drag on for a long time and could go even past the election date, depending on how long the courts take. So it's a brave move, a bold move, but I think it's the right move, Jars.
Well, it's an honest move and he's obviously got a lot of integrity. Peter Malinauskas, so and that's really very important for him to obviously be the leader of the Labor Party. So a lot of things have transpired over the last 12 months for him to come out and say, look, enough's enough.
Yeah. Yep. And two people have been arrested as well.
Yep.
Since the inquiry, husband and wife. So we've got him coming up anyway soon. So we're going to ask him all the hard-hitting questions, Jars, and where it's at and why now.
Yeah.
Just grubby, is it? What's going on with our politics? Oh, you know, like all the stuff that's going on in Canberra and what's going... Yeah, behind closed doors, there is stuff that needs to be cleaned up. So
there's bullying accusations as well as part of this. So, I mean, it is. It's really messy at the moment, isn't it? And we don't follow it really closely, do we, boys? But from an outsider's view, looking in, it's just like, well, that's messy in there. Mm. You wouldn't want that.
Toxic, mate.
Toxic. That's a good word for it, Jazz.
Triple M. Love to have a decaf soy chai turmeric latte with Bluey in my keep cup.
She's having a giggle.
That's the first time I've heard that as well.
The keep cup as well. How good's that? You would do that
you
too.
You would too, wouldn't you? Mm. Now, this is where you share some of your favourite stories.
He doesn't know. He just jumped
touring
on.
Australia.
So, yeah, well.
The world.
I want to talk you through my engagement to the beautiful Catherine, 2014.
Oh, he's actually going to talk about someone else, Jars.
Yeah, but it sort of comes back to me at some stage.
Oh,
so,
here we go. Here we go again. Same old story.
Bernie, you love your golf, and of course the Masters wrapped up on Monday morning. Did you guys cover it off while I was away?
We did very well,
Bernie
actually.
Did a great job.
Straight to the point.
Did a very good job.
No fluffing around, talking about ourselves being there and stuff like that.
I have to have a little replay of that one just to make sure.
But let's back to the engagement.
But I was over there hosting a master's
which
trip.
Which you were paid off. A bucket load of money.
It was
you
a freebie.
Host.
You didn't host, mate.
I did. And it wasn't free.
You got on
no
the source.
Way.
And I went. Staggered around the hills of Tasmania.
It's one of the great events. It's the best sporting event I've ever been to.
The US Masters or your tour of Tasmania?
The US Masters. Right.
Just being with Bluey, apparently.
Now, what's this got to do with Catherine's engagement?
But anyway, at the end, I'm over in the States because of the Masters. So Catherine flew over.
Oh, lovely.
And then we had a bit of a holiday in New York. So I met her in New York. And then we went on to Cabo in Mexico. It was a great 3 weeks, right? But at this stage, it was starting to get a little bit serious. And Catherine even asked me to get a sperm check just to see whether I've still got the, you know, because I'm 49 now and Catherine's 37. So there's a
needed
fair
to
difference.
See if the boys were operational.
And I said, listen.
That's fair.
I said, listen, don't worry about the old blue dog.
There's referring to himself in third person.
The old blue dog.
A blue dog.
He's finished.
More
he's,
like a blue.
His boys have retired.
More like a blue puppy, right. Chihuahua
so
or something.
The old blue dog.
I said to Catherine, don't worry about me. Just make sure the eggs are, you know.
So you've threatened her back.
We were fortunate enough, Bern and Jazz, to stay in this beautiful penthouse in New York.
Now he's in a penthouse.
Yeah, well, Barry White there, G.
My old teammate, Dennis Hickey, who played for the Redbacks.
Dennis Hickey, he did.
Fast bowler.
Yeah. He's the boss of Lendlease over there. And he was back in Sydney with his family. And he said, listen, take over.
So take over.
Take
what,
over
New
my
York.
Joint.
Right.
Oh, well, I basically did burn. New York. I was mobbed everywhere in New York. Who would have thought?
Would you wear a name badge around, did you?
I wore my one-day top.
Cool.
On the back.
Yeah. They don't follow cricket. They have no idea who you were. You must have told them.
Anyway, in the subway.
So it was had this beautiful night in New York, and I went, right, this is the night I'm going to propose to Catherine.
So, this is good.
Right.
So we went out to dinner, beautiful restaurant. I think it was called the Atlantic. And then came back from the beautiful romantic dinner.
So you did a bit of Barry White there, baby.
And I was... We're back to this beautiful penthouse.
Yeah.
And poured a glass of champagne.
Yeah, lovely.
And then down on the knee I went.
Oh, no.
Down on the knee. And before I even got down on the knee, Bern, she's going, yes,
no,
yes.
No, she's
so excited.
She was trying to get out the door.
She's like, well, hang on. This is a pending.
She
this is pending.
The
I just want to see if they swim first. And then I'll make my decision after that.
That's right. So that's what gets me back to the old swimmers. And one thing led to another.
Right.
And we discussed about, you know, having children and stuff like that. And mind you, I'd been away a couple of weeks before Catherine had come to. So, plenty happening in that regards in terms of a bit of a...
Absence
I won't go
the
into that. But anyway, so one thing led to another. Yeah. So retired to the bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
And
again,
Catherine, you know, I can't wait. Yeah, no, breakfast show. Yeah, but anyway, I said I was so confident, Bern.
Oh.
I said,
of what?
This is the night of
what, getting
Catherine,
a good night's sleep,
falling pregnant.
To the big
and
blue
I even
dog.
Said to Catherine, "What do you want? A boy or a girl?"
Oh, no!
And she
you
said,
did "Not.
I would love a boy." Oh. And bang! That night,
shut
it
up.
All happened, and we have won Samuel Blewett. That's how I roll, Bern.
So who do you think you are, Jesus or something? You're parting the seas now.
You're Moses.
Adam and Eve.
What are you going to share with us?
Well, your mate from Canada's listening.
Yes,
so
he is.
It is global. That's true. Well, boys, as part of this show.
Yes, great.
And get my name
sorry,
right too. It's, how long's it been? We've been together for
a while. I apologise.
Yeah. Well, how many more apologies do I have to put up with?
You'll get a few more.
Well, I might have to apologise to you after this. But hey, as part of this show, Blue and Jazz, we have to do some things live. And Jazz, you say what's your saying? You thrive when we're live.
Yeah, love it. On the edge of radio. Yes, sir.
Well, part of the process of being live is doing some live reads.
Oh, yeah.
It's you say you go to another level when we're live and you nail it and you just want the family there, coming in.
There's another level,
well,
right?
There's another level and it's, well, you be the judge if it's up a level or down
a
level.
With Australia Post, home isn't your only delivery address. When you stop... With Australia Post, home isn't your only home delivery address, family. When you next shop online... With Australia Post, home isn't your only delivery address. When you next shop online, you can choose to have your products and parcels sent over to 75,000...
7,500.
And you said Australian Post. Australia.
With Australia Post, home isn't your only delivery address. When you next shop online, family, you can choose to have your parcel sent to over 7,500 convenient and secure collection points.
Yes, Charles. You got there.
No, I don't even reckon you got there because the last one you said, instead of sent, you said said.
It was
and
poorly
7,000. Clearly, 7,000.
Australian Post.
Clearly, 7,500. You've ripped out 75,000.
You know, I'm a dyslexic and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
What about the storm out?
Stormed out.
I was getting you guys a coffee from Freddie.
You're just mid live read.
I apologise to Australian Post.
So, well, that was only today. That was only today's live read for Australia Post, and we had to dump the section. We had to dump it because you walked out, so we had to pick it up later. We had to go to a song.
Gee, you know when you wake up and your head's really cloudy and your eyes are just trying to focus and refocus? That's what it felt like.
Look, Jaz, you've got other talents.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What ones?
Name them.
Name
them.
There wouldn't be many. We won't be here long. You name them all.
Let's go to an ad.
Former Labor MP Annabelle Digance and her husband Greg have been charged with blackmailing opposition leader Peter Malinauskas in an alleged plot to regain a seat in state parliament. He joins us this morning on the Rush Hour. Good morning, Pete. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, gents. Thanks for having us on.
Pete, what has transpired over the last 12 months for you to come out and say enough is enough?
Well, I actually reported this, gents, to police early last year. I witnessed conduct that I thought was, you know, unethical at best, but at worst, you know, unlawful. And I thought, well, what? I've got two options here. Either sort of ignore it, which might have been politically convenient, or I do the right thing and act with integrity and report it to police. So that's exactly what I did. And then, of course, now we're in a situation, 12, 14 months later, where the police are laying charges. So I'm not able to go into the specifics of the case because the matter's before the courts. But I guess what I can say is hopefully your listeners can have confidence that if, you know, something untoward happens in the political process, I'm the leader that's willing to call it out.
Pete, aggravated blackmail. Now, this is a serious offence. It's basically a smear campaign, but well done to you because it's a courageous move and a bold move because the election is within 12 months and this could drag on right through that period. So it took some courage for you to come out and do this.
Well, Bernie, it was just the right thing to do. I mean, when you're in these roles, I think people want to see you make the judgment calls that are consistent with the best integrity of our democratic institutions, you know, and worry about the politics second. And that's what I've done here. I mean, it hasn't really affected me that much. Although technically I'm the victim, I don't feel like that. I mean, I'm the leader of the Labor Party, the party I believe in and love. And we've got a really big opportunity at the next election to present an alternative vision for the state on issues like jobs and health and education. And that's where my focus is. So police have done their work and obviously that's culminated in the charges being laid against these two individuals yesterday. So that's their job. I'm focused on mine, which is, you know, making sure we've got policy to take to the next election for a brighter day ahead.
I know it's only just come out, but has there been any backlash from within the party?
Oh, no, quite the opposite. I mean, most people who know me, I think, oh, well, this is just Peter doing the right thing as leader of the party. Yep. I think no one wants to see this sort of business go on. I think there's an assumption when people observe politics sometimes that things go on behind closed doors. Well, I'm not that guy. If I see someone doing the wrong thing, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to call it out loudly. And that's why I reported this conduct to SAPOL at the very beginning of last year. And and it's certainly now out there on the public record, and people can judge my actions accordingly.
Hey, Pete, big thumbs up from me as well, because I think we've all had a gutsful, really, of some behaviour that goes on, as you said, behind closed doors with everything coming out in regards to Canberra as well. So, yeah, things just need to change, don't they?
I think that's right, Blue. Like, I mean, people want to see their political leaders calling this sort of thing out. And look, like I said, this happened right at the beginning of last year. And, you know, at the time I was a bit distressed by it. I was like, you know, what's the right thing to do? And I'm glad I, you know, acted transparently and reported it accordingly, because I think that gives a bit of a sense to people that I'm not going to try and, you know, just dismiss things and ignore them. But like I said, while we're 12 months out from the election, I don't really see this being the distraction. The court process will play out for the two individuals that are involved. My focus is on, you know, all the other issues that we've got in the state. You know, we've got the highest unemployment rate in the country. We've got a health system that's, you know, in legitimate crisis. Yeah. Yeah, it's in legitimate crisis at the moment. So I've been talking to people like Ambos, small businesses that want to employ more people. That's where my effort is focused on. And when I'm not thinking about that, I'm hopefully thinking about a Port Premiership at the end of the year. So they're the two.
Oh, no.
We know you love your footy.
That in, Pete.
Hey, and you mentioned the Ambos. We ran a story yesterday as well. What's going on there and what needs to be fixed? What would you do?
Well, we know watching this whole saga unfold has been a little distressing, because we've now got a really extraordinary situation where the ambulance service are crying out for more resources. Mm. There's also the issue of ramping. There's the same issue, but also separate. They're crying out for more resources and more Rambos. And what Stephen Marshall's government has done is they've put Rob Lucas in charge and said it's an industrial dispute. Now, Rob Lucas has, in the last couple of weeks, said, okay, we acknowledge that there should be more ambulances. They've offered 50, which is not enough, but they've offered 50. But they've said, we're not going to give you the 50 until you start changing the arrangements around your meal breaks. Now, my view is, if there is an issue to address with enterprise bargaining around wages or meal breaks, you know, that process should play itself out. But if there's acknowledgement that the reports of people dying while they're waiting for ambulances is true, if there's an acknowledgement we need more resources and that the state can pay for it, then they should. Mm. I don't think we should be sitting around on our hands watching more people miss out on getting the treatment they need at a time of emergency. So let's get those resources out there and get on with the job. Now, if the government's not going to do that, separate to enterprise bargaining, then I'm going to take a proper health policy to the election that addresses the issue.
Pete, the slow rollout with the vaccines, is it the government's fault? Is it people not wanting it? What's happening there? How do we change people's mindsets?
Yeah, it's really important. Look, the vaccine matters, I think, here in South Australia, not because of the immediacy of the health issue, because like the rest of the country, we're relatively COVID-free, which is, you know, a great success for Australia and South Australia. But the real issue for the vaccine roller in SA is the issue about the economy. It is our passport back to a stronger economy and hopefully people putting jobs back into the labour market. And because we've got the worst unemployment rate in the country, you know, there's 140,000 people in our state at the moment who are looking for work and can't find it. They need the vaccine rolled out. And the problem in South Australia is that we've got the lowest vaccine utilisation rate in the country. So out of all the vaccine that the state government has received, only 54% of it has been administered. So 57% has been administered. And that's a lot lower than the rest of the country that is in the 70s or 80%. So if the state government's got the vaccine, they've got to get it out there, particularly amongst Medi hotel workers. We've got 8 people in our Medi hotels at the moment that have got COVID, yet they've got Medi hotels workers around them that haven't had the vaccine. We think that's crazy, and that needs to be addressed.
Pete, thanks for your time. Well said, and good luck with this. And no doubt an outcome will be in your favour. So thank you, Pete.
Appreciate your time, Jen.
Good luck there. There's the Labor leader, Peter Malinauskas, blackmail bombshell here in South Australia. Now, lads, last night, Highmarsh Stadium, Adelaide United had a wonderful win over MacArthur.
You're glued to the TV, Jones. 3-1.
Well, I wasn't, because I was with Grandad for a period of time, and he doesn't have Foxtel. But I got home and watched the last 45 minutes.
Have you known it was on?
Yes, I did.
Because I told you it was on. I said, it's 1-0 at halftime.
Yeah,
come on, Reds,
I'll
in the second half.
That. Yes, sir.
Would have you actually turned it on? Are you a diehard fan?
Yes, I
or
am.
Or you just pick and choose when they win?
No, I said to Grandad, it's a pity he hasn't got Foxtel. We could have whacked it on. But, you know, it's not. And it's a shame that it's not on free-to-air as well.
You know what most people do
for
their granddads?
Because the boys are up and about. What?
most people do for their granddads. They actually get them Foxtel and pay for it.
Anyway.
Hey, they're flying though, Judge.
They are.
Second on the table.
Yes.
Second on the table.
Correct.
Now.
Flying.
Yep.
Flying and played some super football last night. And Craig Goodwin's done a marvellous job since
he's
been back.
How good's he going? Wowee.
Mate, he's been very good.
He's been the switch.
And here's the goals if you missed it last night.
Perhaps he's Goodwin. Another great ball. Juric. This one beats Federici. He looks over to see if he's onside. He is. And Adelaide, one up. Scores. Took his time, picked his spot. And does it beautifully. The Reds back in front.
Oh, we've seen some good penalties recently. This is another one. Kept his nerve after a paper-scissors rock.
Got an air swing, but falls back. And Ben Halloran.
It's offside, isn't it?
Amazing. I hope he's not. He is.
And you're clearly offside.
What a flick. What a bit on that. It's a goal. They've given it. And Ben Halloran can celebrate one of the most outrageous pieces of skill.
Brilliant, boys. 3-1.
And how good was that? That first goal was English Premier League style.
Wasn't it?
That was unbelievable. A hard, flat kick
Loved it.
Goodwin, header in from Juric. Yeah. Them two together.
Big Tommy.
Where are we?
Big Tommy. You'd BT really all of a sudden, eh?
Well, yeah, oh boy, where we? Yeah. Well, I didn't say oh boy.
So, anyway, well done to the boys. So, like you said, there's 9 games remaining, boys. So, hopefully, Carl can keep the momentum going. So,
have you left Carl alone?
Well, where are you going with this?
Well, you know, you have been known to... You text him, did you? When?
When the game was on.
You text him when the game was... What do you expect him to do? What do you think he's going to text back mid-game?
All right,
hang on, boys. Just hold her up for a minute. Hang on. Jars is texting. I'll just get back to him and then we'll get back to the footy.
Stalker.
As he texts back...
And Stephen Mork.
Oh, no!
You're a nothing.
No! Leave him alone!
Nothing!
Bernie Bloy and Jars on Adelaide's Triple M. Bernie's facts up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's a wonderful segment too, isn't it, Gregory?
Oh,
this
brilliant.
Gets talked about a fair bit.
We've got them on Benny Hill music in the back.
Gee, where is
here
it?
Here we go.
Come on, gee, I told you yesterday.
Of this global show.
Well, I'm not doing anything until I get to Benny Hill, so there's just going to be dead air.
I'll have easy.
Come on, G.
Don't blame the computer.
Come on, G. Okay, well, I'll start off with a test. Actually, I'm going to start off with a test. Jars, this one's for you.
Yes, Ben.
What king card is the only one without a moustache?
What? The king
card. I've had that this week. Come on, Jars. Come on.
Heart?
Nah. The club.
G.
The club.
The clubs.
Yeah.
The king of clubs.
Is it?
Wrong. Bluey?
I'll go.
I had this one when you were both on.
No,
this
I is, wasn't.
You
no,
says,
I definitely yes, wasn't on.
No, he was in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Drinking and eating.
What was he doing
I'll
again,
go
Jars?
Diamonds.
Oh.
Wrong. Oh. G. You got a 50-50 chance here.
Because you can't find the Benny
well,
Hill
I said,
music.
My first thought was, I can't, the computer's frozen. I said heart. Is it hearts?
Well done, G.
I do like
King
my card
of hearts,
games.
You listen. Right, so that was a test
well
and you
done.
All failed apart from
G. Apologise.
Hey,
right,
boys, do you know why a B... lucky
now.
I didn't wait for the Benny Hill music, I tell you.
Well done,
here
G.
There it is. Here we go.
Right.
Why do you think a B... dies when it stings you.
Why?
Yeah. Be quick, Jars. Go.
Because it only has 6 weeks to live.
Yeah. Good. Good. You're out of the way. Your wiles off.
Gregory?
Blue?
Because it's only got one sting in it.
Why does it have to die?
Why does it have to die? Why can't it just keep stinging you?
The actual sting part is an important part of it.
For them to stay.
Just tell us, Ben.
You're jumping on board now, are you, Jazz? You're not back in, you're out.
Well, what is it then?
You're out. Once you're out, you're out.
What is it then,
Because when a bee stings you, its digestive system is exerted with the sting, and that's why the bee dies.
Oh, well, that's what
it
I
can't
said.
Oh, so you did not.
It actually...
Jars jumped back in 4 times. He's none from 4 at this stage.
So what, it like injects its guts into you?
And
it
a whole lot.
You.
That's part of the sting. That's why it hurts so much, because the poison is part of its digestive system.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got another...
And then it's left with no guts.
Yeah, I get it.
Basically.
I know another bee fact. Do you know every teaspoon of honey that you have...
Yeah.
8 bees had to die.
Oh, well, don't, mate. Yeah. I'll have honey every morning, G.
Gee, this is my segment, and I like to lift people up, not bring people down.
And who gave you the fun facts too, Chunky?
I'm going to die anyway.
Who gave you the fun facts?
Can't say.
Heartless.
Yeah. They're not yours.
Yes, they are.
Someone else gave you these fun facts.
Nah, one of them.
Who was it?
Oh, your mate.
Guys, we got a call. We got a caller on the line. Hey?
Good morning.
Yeah, Chris in Kadena.
Christopher.
Oh, York Peninsula.
Oh. Yep, how you going, boys?
You had a good win over Ardrossan on the weekend by 1 point.
Yeah, it's a big sauce.
Yeah, 1 point.
Yeah.
Big Jake was a rucking for Ardrossan,
Watch
the game.
Yeah, nice.
What can we do for you, Chris?
Hey, one of your fun facts, Bernie, didn't you say the King of Hearts doesn't have a moustache?
Yeah.
No, I said it
You did
doesn't.
Say that. No, you did say that, yeah.
So, yeah, mate, your fun fact was he doesn't have a moustache, not does have a moustache.
Oh!
We do have a prize for Chris. Chris, we're going to send you along to the Crows game this Sunday. Double pass for you, mate.
You know what?
What are you going to
do? No wonder I don't like people from Kadena.
See you tomorrow.